It's a Heidel Minicast. And now, Scott Clark.
Today's Heidelcast comes from Anthony A. Hookema, The Bible and the Future, published by William B. Erdman's Publishing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 1979. And in this section, he is critiquing postmillennialism. This is his fourth point on page 180. The postmillennial expectation of a future golden age before Christ's return does not do justice to the continuing tension in the history of the world between the kingdom of God and the forces of evil. That there is and will be such a continuing tension in history has been touched upon before. Already in Genesis 3:15, God announced the antithesis that would run through history, enmity between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. This antithesis continues until the very end of history. Think of the references in the book of Revelation to the Battle of Armageddon, chapters 16, 13 through 16, and the Battle of Gog and Magog, 27 through 9. In the parable of the tares, or weeds, found in Matthew 13, 36 through 43, Jesus taught that evil people will continue to exist alongside of God's redeemed people until the time of harvest. The clear implication of this parable is that Satan's kingdom, if we may call it that, will continue to exist and grow as long as God's kingdom grows, until Christ comes again. The New Testament gives indication of the continuing strength of that kingdom of evil until the end of the world, when it speaks about the Great Tribulation, the final apostasy, and the appearance of a personal Antichrist. To suppose, therefore, that before Christ's return, evil, quote, will be reduced to negligible proportions, close quote, that's a quotation from Lorraine Bettner, The Millennium, page 14, would seem to be a romantic oversimplification of history not warranted by the biblical data. To be sure, Christ has won a decisive victory over sin and Satan, so that the final outcome of the struggle is never in doubt, yet the antithesis between Christ and his enemies will continue until the end.
Thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow for more from the Heidelcast, brought to you by HeidelbergReformationAssociation.org. Don't forget, when the coin in the coffer clinks, the cost of bandwidth shrinks. Copyright Heidelberg Reformation Association. All rights reserved. This is a Heidel Media production.